Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, also in the studio with us today. Merry Christmas to you. We have a lot of stuff to cover on today's special Christmas edition of the big show.
Ha, bumbug. Bah, humbug, sorry.
Says the dyslexic...
Scrooge.
Yeah, whatever.
Ha, anyway, bumbug.
We got to tell you, don't forget, you know, when you're looking for a gift for someone on your list here for the season... Obviously, you should give the gift of scuba. And just to drill that into your head, I've created a new little Scuba Radio jingle. Once we play this in a couple more times, it'll hopefully...
become the soundtrack to your nightmares.
Exactly. So, Bill, hit it. Let's go with this and see how it works. It's magic. Christmas magic.
Uh-oh. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. Just one more thing that we will sing. New scuba gear's the best gift this year. Merry, 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 merry Christmas from Scuba, Scuba, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio.
End scene. And we say we're sorry.
I'm exhausted.
We're sorry.
Do we have to do that live every time?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
I really like the toy soldier thing you got going on there.
Thank you.
It adds a little bit of... spice to the whole presentation.
That's what we're working on. But
you're tired, Bill.
It's hard. It's hard to make the nutcracker thing work too.
I'm hip. How you did that is
that's what happened. That's why you're
disturbing, actually. But anyway, so there you go. And it's just to drill home the fact that look, don't forget to go into your local dive center and give the gift of scuba. Get a gift certificate for an open water class. Get a gift certificate for a continuing education class. Go get yourself some dive gear for yourself. The stuff in the, for a snorkel that'll fit real nicely and shape perfectly for that stocking on your mantle.
An acquaintance at the house today. We had a yard sale at the house.
Yeah.
Yard sale going on right now.
Right.
How's that for planning, huh?
Really?
But there's a yard sale going on in my house, and I had somebody in and was asking about scuba diving.
Mm-hmm.
And... he was thinking, yeah, I really want to go diving. He was somebody with snorkels. And I said, you know what you should do? You should go to your local dive center and tell them you want to buy a gift for someone and just buy it for yourself. Give yourself the gift of scuba.
Well,
go in and say, hey, I got a friend and I want to get him certified for scuba diving, and I think that's your best deal.
Yeah. Well, remember, we dive as a buddy pair.
Right.
So, when you're giving somebody the gift of scuba, there is a gift that's going to come back to you because you got a new potential dive buddy.
Screw them. Give yourself the gift of scuba. If you're not a diver and you're listening to this show, mm-hmm. seriously, what's your deal?
Right.
But go and give yourself the gift of scuba. Once you've done that, just start every year, plan on giving someone the gift of scuba diving, and then you'll always have a buddy.
Well, there you go. So, we'll play that song a few more times. Really drill it into your head.
Go out and give the gift of scuba, or we will not stop playing this song. It will be Airheads 2. But this will be the song.
Yeah. That'll have to do. All right. Well, so give the gift of scuba. We have a lot of other stuff, equipment-wise, that we have as a suggestion. One of the things we've been doing the last, I don't know, 2-3 months with Light and Motion, GoPro, and Polar Pro filters, is to give away an underwater dive package, a camera system, on scubaradio.com. And we've been asking people to register. We've had a lot of response on this. And it is time to make somebody's Christmas just a little bit brighter. So we've pulled a name from all the entries. I got the number here, Bill. Here, let me dial up the phone and let's hit this. Let's get some, oh, yeah, nice tunes. I like that. All right, cool.
Hello?
Hello, I was calling for Blake. Is this Blake?
Yeah.
Blake, this is Greg with Scuba Radio. How are you, my friend?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I have some news for you. Out of all the entries that we had for our GoPro camera giveaway, your name came up.
Well, that's great.
So that means we got a nice little prize for you, my friend. Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you very much.
First of all, you got a GoPro underwater camera, a black edition. You get a Light and Motion 1200 Solar Light and a Polar Pro filter, a macro and a red filter for that underwater system. Same system I'm shooting on our trips, by the way, there, Blake.
I read all about it.
Cool. All right. Well, tell me, what kind of diver are you? What kind of diving are you doing? I see you're from, you're in Texas. Is that it?
Yes, I'm in Texas right now, but I'm actually from Montana.
Texas diving, probably a little bit better than what you had in Montana, I'm guessing. Do you get out there and dive the flower gardens or something like that, or do you travel around, or what do you do?
Well, actually, you know, I'm pretty busy with work, so I haven't been able to travel a lot.
So you've been a little busy. Which is understandable.
Yes, I have.
You know, this underwater camera system will give you just that extra incentive you need to head out on a dive adventure, right?
Well, definitely.
The only thing I would ask is that if we give this to you, you put it to good use and let us see some of your underwater adventures. Would you be willing to share?
Well, yes, I would. I would definitely do that.
Okay, it sounds like a deal. Well, Merry Christmas to you, and congratulations on winning our big GoPro underwater camera system giveaway here from Scuba Radio. We appreciate you listening, and hopefully this will brighten your holidays just a little bit more. That sound good?
Well, definitely. You got it, Greg, and people really win on Scuba Radio.
Yes, they do. Merry Christmas to you.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
All right. Hey, as simple as that. We just made somebody's holiday just that much brighter. I mean, it kind of warmed your heart, doesn't it, Bill?
I did not get one. My heart is not as warm as you'd like it to be.
Your heart is shrinking.
My heart is shrinking 3 sizes that day.
Wow. Well, I'm glad I'm not
keeping
you.
All the roast beast.
Yeah. Well, there you go. He'll send us some video of his underwater exploits. Hey, topside, if you want to throw in a few bonus videos, feel free.
You know, I'm glad he picked up the phone. I'm glad he answered.
Yeah,
I think it would have been more fun to say, of all the people that registered, you are yet another one of the losers. If we could have done that like a half a dozen times, it would have made me much happier.
Yeah,
today.
Well, you know, it was. I'd put out a little note on Facebook that we were going to do this today, so people were standing by.
Gotcha.
So it was good. You know, we've given it away, and there's rumors that we might get another little giveaway like this coming up
very, very soon.
Yeah. And by the way, you know, last week we had that little Black Friday sale that we put on.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Two things.
Is there anything left?
No.
In the liquor cabinet?
The liquor cabinet is fairly stocked.
Nice job.
Scuba Santa know.
Drunken Santa?
Yeah. Don't let him know because I don't want him to get his hopes up just yet. I'm going to try to stretch it out through the... You know, through our little party that we're going to have in Marathon next weekend. But we'll get to that here in just a bit. But our big sale, we did a half-off sale for Black Friday for a few days. One thing I learned that obviously our listeners love bargains. And secondly, that they're way too fat. Because the first thing we sold out of...
Can I please have triple X socks?
We sold out of the double XL T-shirts like that. So, hey, cut back on the apple pumpkin pie for the holidays. Slim down, because
Why do you keep pointing at me?
Well, I'm just saying. No. You've been working out.
I am substantially under 300 pounds at this point.
Well, ask him to stop pointing at me.
I think the word is husky, and that's fine. I'm good with that. But you could fit in an
my
XL.
My tongue is blue. I'm a chow.
We still have some large and XL shirts left, but we instantly sold out of two XLs. So, I don't know. Our next batch of tees, we're going to have to order some larger sizes or get our listeners to slim down.
The second thing you learned is that, unbelievably, it doesn't matter what we sell on sale on the Scuba Radio website.
Right.
So please go to the shop at scubaradio.com.
Yeah.
People want to know if they can have it with gravy. I think your two problems may be interrelated.
Well, now you know what they got as a bonus for everything
I'd like
they ordered.
A double X, triple X. You got any gravy? I'd like some gravy.
Well, we set up the T-shirts in a little puddle and just poured it right on top.
Gravy.
Yum. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
The dive pros at the DEMA show know, and now you do too. Dominica's Fort Young Hotel is offering a DEMA dive show getaway. 5 days of diving, marine park fees, daily full breakfast, transfers, $50 resort credit, and 7 nights at the luxurious Fort Young Hotel for as low as $1,063. From whales to waterfalls, Dominica has it all. A diver's paradise even non-divers will appreciate when staying at the Fort Young Hotel. Go to FortYoungHotel.com and book your DEMA dive getaway to Dominica now. That's FortYoungHotel.com.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year. Light and Motion, consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum. Light and Motion, 100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989. Light and Motion, tomorrow's technology today. Light and Motion, look for the name the pros trust in a dive center near you. Light and Motion, on the web at lightandmotion.com.
What's the family plan for Christmas this year?
5 bowls of Flushing?
4 roids of throbbing? 3 nose hairs waving?
2 children starving?
1 untouched wife?
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is the place where all good divers go. Scuba Radio.
I love it.
Scuba Radio.
God help me, I love it.
Scuba Radio is your first and only diving show.
Fascinating.
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of the sea. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of the sea.
Yeah. What the hell is wrong with you?
Oh, that would just take too much time to explain. So we'll just say we're sorry.
And here's a suggestion I might make.
Yeah?
To deflect that question, let's talk to Bob Evans.
Okay, fair enough. He is the man behind the madness at Force Fins, as well as the new gas pods, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. Bob, how are you? Merry Christmas, buddy.
Hey, Merry Christmas. God, I was just sitting and typing in my password in my computer, and instead of putting in the word, I put happy. I go, God, what, Bob, what's wrong with you? I guess I'm happy to be on the show with you guys, and I'm just really excited about what we had talked about doing this Nogi Fellows next year on Scuba Radio.
That's right. Well, yeah, he's happy, 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 as he should be, because the Nogi Awards, Bob has now been recruited back into the fold of putting on this event at DEMA in Vegas next year. Right, Bob?
Yep, I'm the new executive director, and we're going to get Ernie Brooks on Scuba Radio and Dr. George Bath and Kathy Church and Elise Pector and Weiland and Zig and Paul Dayton and Flip Nicklin and Zale Perry. And Don Walsh that went down in the Trieste. We're going to get all these guys next year on Scuba Radio so that your listeners can be inspired about people that made changes on this planet.
And then we're going to give them noogies? I'm really kind of confused about this plant. What?
Yeah, you know, yeah. We could do that.
I'll give you a noogie, Bill.
Yeah. But no, this is a diving who's who. I mean, these are literally living legends in the diving industry.
Yeah,
if you don't recognize
them. Yeah,
name.
You know, James Cameron at Mike DeGree's service said it's harder to get a Nogi than it is to get an Oscar, and I truly believe that. And we'll get James Cameron to come on and talk about what he's doing and Phil Newton's discovering these new sponges up in Canada. I mean, every single one of these individuals is doing something right now, Dr. Sylvia Earle. I mean, just the list goes on. And you've been at their Nogi dinners to know what it means, but this year it's going to be now that I'm executive director and Hillary Hauser is our president, we're just going to be on top of things that people are just going to be knocked your socks off of them.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, Bob was involved with the Nogis a couple years ago, and then he took a break, and now he's back on, and I have no doubt it'll be a much more colorful presentation because of it. For the better,
yeah,
for
and,
sure.
If for
and
nothing
and
else,
we want to give away
nuggets.
A four-spin cap for Christmas. We want to be, every single fin has disappeared this month. We're back on the old Navy SEAL list, which is good news.
Cool.
And so the fins are rolling up. But we want to give a four-spin cap to a Scuba Radio listener.
All right. Well, if you call up 888-88-SCUBA right now, Bill will be standing by, and he'll award someone accordingly a force fin hat that Bob Evans
himself is probably
you'd even sign it for him, right, Bob? You would do that.
Well, whatever they want me to do, I'll do it.
Yeah, he'll sign it as James Cameron. If he no, he'll put Bob and Bob Evans ought to be a well. You are. I mean, let me step back a second. I don't remember. Are you a Nogi recipient yourself, Bob? You are, aren't you?
Yeah, sports, right. Sports and education, but
right.
No, it's not
exactly.
About me.
I was at that
I'm very honored to have one, but in my position, it's we won't be talking about Bob. We'll be talking about David Dubilet. What's David Dubilet been doing? You know, we're going to follow him and get him on the radio and talk to have a chance. You know how to Greg, all these guys are your friends, but I'm going to help you coordinate. We're going to get him on, try to get him on every single weekend. We'll get somebody really cool, going on.
Well, you know, that is a problem, you know, that we have in the industry because we have a tendency to be a little closed in with our group of friends. And these guys literally have changed the world in ways the general public doesn't know. David Dubilet is a perfect example.
And Howard and Michelle Hall, I mean, you know, the most two amazing, beautiful people on this planet. And we can get them on the I can't even keep, I don't even hold a candle to half of what these individuals do. Even Cameron, you know, and I've got to tell you, they love to tell their stories. So I'll help you coordinate and with these different individuals, being executive director, we'll make sure we got a time. Even John Michel, he's off to Cozumel to dedicate a statue to his father. We should be talking about that. And then they made a trail in memory of his mother. I just had Thanksgiving with him here in Santa Barbara the other day. And he's so touched that they made a trail in memory of his mother, who was really the big inspiration behind his father. So there's all this kind of news that we can, Bill, we'll just if it's every weekend, great. If it's once a month, we'll come on, and I'll make sure that you guys have somebody there that'll just and Don Walsh, I mean, most of these guys are in their late 80s now, so wouldn't you love to ask him what it was like when he went down in the Trieste, down to the Mariana Trench, you know? I mean,
yeah.
There's got to be some kind of questions like, well, how did you go to the bathroom, you know? I mean, you know?
Out of all the questions that I'd ask him, that wasn't the first one that came to mind, but I'm going to write that down.
I always think about that, especially if you were stuck in a little five-foot sphere for how many hours. I mean,
you
definitely wouldn't want to. Well, you're a pilot. You definitely don't want to be drinking a lot of fluids before you get in a plane.
Well, true. You don't want to do that. And I guess I should expect that.
Do you have a hole in the bottom of your plane?
Yeah, it's the first thing that our mermaids.
I never really asked you that question.
Well,
before.
You know, it's the first thing our mermaids get asked. Like, how do you go to the bathroom in that thing, ladies? And, you know, what are you going to do? But anyway, yeah, this will be a great New Year's resolution for us here at Scuba Radio to bring on some of these diving celebrities that we've come to know over the last few years and try to get some more of their story out to the masses. Through our channels.
Yeah, Bob Marks. You know, Bob Marks. Let's ask him. Let's find out what was his favorite treasure that he worked on.
Yeah, yeah. It's just the list goes on and on of all these people that have really changed the world as far as diving is concerned, and they've earned these Nogi awards. So I'm looking forward to
it. I was hoping to let you all know today on the world of Scuba Radio who our new Nogis are, but I find out I'm going to find out tomorrow. So
okay. If
you're around next weekend, I'd love to hop on real quick and tell you who our new environmental and sports and education and distinguished service and arts and science.
Yeah, there's
who our
five
new Nogis are this year.
There's five announced each year. Is that the deal? Is that kind of a different category?
Yeah, well, Kathy Church, in the history of 52-year organization, we have changed, and we now have a Nogi for environmental, which is we have Robert Kennedy Jr. this year up for nomination, and Bill McDonald, and quite a few individuals that have made a change in what their work in the world and environment.
Okay, hold on, Bob. We got to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with Bob Evans from Force Fence and the Nogi Awards next.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
With Bob Evans from Force Fins, and also the proprietor, the man helping to put together the Nogi Awards that will happen in Las Vegas at the BEMA show next November. And Bob, we just got a minute or two left here before we have to let you go, but I wanted to give you time to talk about some other stuff other than the Nogis, like Force Fins and, of course, your gas pods. What's the latest?
Well, Greg, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's hard to imagine something so small as the little pods can make such a significant difference. We just did our first commercial fleet here in Santa Barbara, a Kia Soul.
Yeah. It's
seeing an extra 2 miles per gallon.
Wow.
And then I started my first podding of a boat here in Santa Barbara Harbor. And they're already, we went out and photographed the wake patterns behind the boat and noticed a difference in change in the wake pattern. I told somebody it's just like a car inverted upside down in the water. It's the same thing.
Yeah, well, you have these little miniature pods like on the bottom of certain types of force fins, and you've adapted this technology actually to put it on cars, and it cuts through the wind just like it would cut through the water differently, makes them more efficient, and they save gas that way, right? That's it in a nutshell. Right?
Yep, and the same thing, and there's a heck of a lot of more cars on the road than there are in fin sales, so I'm in pins and needles every day. We have one company drives 1 million miles a month and gets 6 miles to the gallon on like those big UPS vans, so we're we've got that car potted. We're doing potting parties here in Santa Barbara. Does that sound like fun?
Wait,
come over here and let me stick something small on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we're having a pod party. When you say you're having a pod party in California, you get all kinds of unique characters showing
you'll
up.
You'll have
at
more
door.
Gas.
You pothead.
Exactly.
Yeah, you pothead. Yeah, you got it. Yeah. It's a play on words, I guess. So we're having potting parties here in Santa Barbara.
Yeah, there you go. It's a good day, and Bob's always doing some great stuff. So gaspods.com, forcefins.com, Nogi Awards, just Google all that stuff. You can find out what he's up to. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, including a Dan tip shortly. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 589. For the last time.
Wilma!
Tell your wife that sailfish are not a bargain. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Rio Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. We're going to the dark side today, right, Nick?
We are indeed, Greg. I thought we'd talk about some night diving tips.
Night diving is pretty cool.
There's little else like it. It never ceases to amaze me how a sight you know intimately by day can totally transform at night.
And the critters that come out. I always wonder where they hide when the sun's out.
I know. They're probably hiding from divers like us.
Well, they're missing out. Good thing we're not afraid of the dark, right? I mean, night diving is a great way to dive, but like so many other types of diving, it does have special considerations that come with it, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
So why don't we start with gear? Surely there's something to consider there.
Well, for the most part, you'll need the same gear you use during the day. But if you're expecting to be colder after the sun goes down, you'll want to adjust your exposure protection accordingly. And of course, there's one piece of gear you'll want to add.
Unless you can see in the dark.
Which most of us can't. So plan to take some lights.
Wait, lights as in plural?
Lights as in plural. For starters, most divers attach a signal light to their tank or regulator yoke. This helps other divers to see and identify them underwater. Most folks use either a tank light or chem light stick for this purpose.
Is there a big difference between the two?
Not really. It's just that chemical light stick is a single-use item, whereas the battery-powered light you can use over and over again.
How about marker lights?
Marker lights, or strobe lights, are usually used to mark key navigation points like anchor lines or reference lines, or to mark entry and exit points. If you're diving with a charter operation or participating in a lead dive, the operation or dive leader usually sets these.
How about the dive lights each diver carries?
Each diver should have at least two dive lights with him. One to use as a primary, and one to have as a backup in case, well, the primary should fail.
What kind of dive light should you use?
Like every other piece of gear, there are multiple options available. Every diver will have a preference, and it's important to find the ones that work for you.
How about head-mounted versus handheld?
Again, that's a matter of preference, but one advantage the handheld light has is that they offer a great versatility in terms of positioning, and they're easy to control. This can be beneficial if you're new to night diving.
So aside from gear, what other safety considerations do you have to take into account when night diving?
I think orientation is the biggest one, but that covers a lot of ground. It's common practice not to dive a sight for the first time at night because even the most familiar sight will look different after sundown. Take extra time and care to orient yourself. Take note of marker lights so you know in which direction you're swimming from relative to your reference point. You may even take a compass heading so you have a general direction in case you get disoriented.
How about buoyancy control?
Even that's different at night, and you need to take special care to keep track of it. It's much easier to become disoriented at night because your field of vision is so much more limited. You have no peripheral vision. It's easy to lose track of your depth or where you are in relation to things like reefs, wrecks, and other things underwater, or even the surface. Keep an eye on your depth and where you are in relation to your surroundings.
Is there any particular etiquette to observe when night diving?
Yeah, I'd say that falls into two general areas, the first of which pertains to your dive light.
Rule number one, don't blind your buddy.
Absolutely. None of us can see very well when we have light shine directly in our eyes on land, and that's no different underwater.
It's amazing what a natural tendency it is to shine your light in someone's face, though.
Sure it is. A lot of your communication relies on facial expressions and reactions. But learning to use your light as a source and form of communication underwater is all part of learning to night dive.
How do you mean?
Well, for example, you can use your light to convey underwater signals like okay, or to get someone's attention, or to make a sign of distress. Similarly, when you get your buddy's attention and you want to follow up with a hand signal, shine your light down and convey the signal in the light's beam. It'll be easy to see, and your buddy will be able to see it.
You can also use your light if you get lost or separated, can't you?
You sure can. Sometimes, if you get separated from your buddy or group, it's hard to see them because of your own light. If that happens, hold your light against you. Don't turn it off, because it'll dim the light enough to allow you to see other lights in the water.
Does that really work?
It sure does.
Voice of experience.
Yep.
So what's the second area of etiquette?
Well, that one really pertains to the creatures you'll encounter. There are some truly amazing creatures that come out at night. But remember that unlike the creatures you see during the day, the natural light level is darkness. Your light is not natural. Try not to spook them too much.
And I'd say be careful not to blind them either.
Exactly. Remember that just as you are blinded when the light is shined in your eyes, so too are they. And in some cases, blinding them with a light or camera strobe can leave them vulnerable. So be aware and careful of that.
And this is where your buoyancy tip comes in again, because there's a lot of creatures that come out at night, aren't there?
You're absolutely right. And that makes bumping against a reef especially hazardous at night, both to you and the nocturnal creatures that inhabit it.
There's a lot to learn about night diving.
There is a lot to learn. And while we've covered some basic tips, it's definitely worth your time to take a specialty class to learn more about it. It's a fascinating and fantastic way to dive, but it's important to know what you're doing and how to do it right.
The world you come to know underwater can become a whole new world at night. But before you jump in to explore it, learn about the special considerations you need to know to stay safe. We know you're not afraid of the dark. Just make sure you know how to traverse it. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And we are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Billy Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy.
I had wanted to say this for like the last 15 minutes.
Yeah.
We have a winner of the Force Fin hat. You can stop calling.
Quit calling.
Stop calling. Thank you anyway. Congratulations to Dave Wyatt up in Carlton, Oregon. Dave is the winner of a Force Fin hat. This is the one thing he wanted to make sure that Bob knew. He'd love for him to sign the hat, of course, but he didn't want any noogies. No noogies and no boogies.
Well, that's no fun.
I wouldn't give it to him.
Yeah, it's just he doesn't want it. Don't get any noogies or boogies on my hat.
That's the thing is, though, it's not really something that you necessarily want. It's something that you're given from your peers.
That's true.
Hmm.
You know?
All right, then. I'll understand this more once we start giving noogies to all these famous
noogies
people.
And wedgies.
And pay it forward.
Yes.
Exactly. All right.
Congrats to Dave Wyatt up in Carlton.
Absolutely. By the way, you know, let's see. What did Dennis... our buddy from Shakopee.
Yes.
He sent me an email last week.
On Lake Minnetonka.
And we're heading down to the Keys next weekend. We'll get to that in just a bit. But I don't know if this is a warning or what, but check out this picture he sent me of this Florida spiny lobster. Said he's coming for me.
That looks big.
It's a picture of a giant lobster.
Perspective thing.
Yeah, shot out of the back of a car. You know, through the back window, and this is a monster lobster coming to attack. And I don't know how they did this. I don't know, it could be that giant lobster down there in Isla Mirada. But I don't know, this one's awfully red. This looks different. This looks like it's being towed or something. Like someone was towing a giant lobster behind their car, and they took a picture of it. And I don't know, it makes me hungry. That doesn't scare me.
That does explain a lot of things, including the flask of drawn butter that you carry with you,
yes.
Which I've never really understood
that's
up until
really
this moment.
That's not really a flask. That's
always prepared.
That's more of a tub. But anyway, yeah. So thanks to Dennis for sending that. We appreciate your feedback at info@scubaradio.com. And I'm sure he doesn't like me now that he didn't win the GoPro camera. I think that's what he was calling or emailing me about, just saying, hey, man, don't forget your buddy.
Yeah, not for nothing, but we don't have a lot going for us up here in Minnesota.
Well, then I talked to him, and I called him up. I was asking him about some other stuff, and he said he brought up the giveaway, the GoPro giveaway.
Kind of casual-like?
Yeah, but it was like, you know, it'd be great if I won that.
Yeah, it's no big deal, though.
I said, you're in on that giveaway, right? He goes, yeah. He goes, but if I win it, people are going to start getting suspicious. I've already won, like, a, you know, liveaboard trip, and he's won a lot of stuff
up in Chicagoland.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. He's won a ton of stuff, so it was probably good he didn't win this one.
Yeah, but you had to call him because he didn't win, and he still has the negatives.
Exactly.
All right. Anyway, he promised to keep those things quiet. Or
maybe I'm not going to Dima in Vegas.
A little bit longer.
Can't afford the blackmail.
Yeah, yeah. All right, coming up on the show today, if we can connect with the Cayman Islands, we hope to talk to our buddy Ron Kipp. Now, Ron is one of the pioneers of dive operations in the Caymans, and he has a new book called From Big Blue to the Deep Blue. He used to work at IBM.
Ah.
And we're going to try to catch up with him and talk about this book shortly, so stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I want a racing car set.
A racing car set!
Listen, you don't want that. Those are assembled in Taiwan by kids like you.
Diving around at Christmas time with Scuba Radio. When you're out of the water and need a diving fix, it's the only place to go. No doubt you will get the urge to submerge when you hear the voice of Greg the Dive Master and Julie the Dive Diva's laughter. Diving around at Christmas time, there is one thing divers know. Their surface interval is best while listening to Scuba Radio.
Wow, that was a blast from the past, was it not? An oldie, but a crappy.
An oldie, but an oldie.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. All right. Gifts for the diver on your list. That's kind of what we're focused on right now. Ron Kipp, he's one of the guys who pretty much started diving in the Caymans, at least on a massive scale, is on Scuba Radio live from Grand Cayman right now, I believe. Am I not correct there, Ron?
Absolutely, sunny Grand Cayman.
Well, welcome and Merry Christmas to you, buddy.
The United States.
Yes. Well, there you go. There you go. So, Merry Christmas to you, Ron. I know you just were signing a bunch of books right now, I believe, weren't you? Or just finished up a book signing of your new release there at the Sunset House. Is that did that go down or what?
No, I was out at the Sunset House with Kathy Church, and they had a book signing there, and we had several people show up for mostly Christmas presents and signing some books. It's a lot of fun talking to the people.
Absolutely. And you were doing a lot of this at the DEMA show in Orlando. I didn't get a chance to talk to you, but I wanted to bring you on the show here during the holiday season to give some people some ideas to pick this book up. First of all, the title of it is From Big Blue to the Deep Blue. And you used to work at IBM. That explains Big Blue. And obviously the Deep Blue is the diving thing. So pick it up from there. Give us a synopsis of what this book covers for people who might be interested. What do you think?
It's a collection of short stories, so it's a very easy read. It's not like trying to read the life of Abraham Lincoln or something like that.
Are there pictures?
Yeah.
There's about 25 chapters in it, and they're all short. Basically, the book goes into the fact that I had a 15-year career with IBM and believed I was in the upper ranks of middle management as the branch manager in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
And poised, in my opinion, to move into the lower ranks of upper management, and that didn't happen. I got into a big confrontation with IBM over the affirmative action program. And I was basically told, since I wasn't black or a female, that I couldn't expect to be promoted, and told IBM I'd work on that, but they didn't think that was very funny.
You offered to convert.
Anyway, I decided that my career path was over.
Yeah.
I talked to my good friend John Englander in Freeport, and he told me that Bob Suttle's Diving in the Cayman Islands was for sale. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I knew about Bob Suttle's Diving. It was a very prestigious dive company in Grand Cayman. I had been down here as a tourist sport diver myself. So I came down and talked to Bob, and we cut a deal, and I bought the company in October 1, 1980.
Yeah, and it's been successful ever since, pretty much, right? I mean, you're not running the dive operation anymore now. But you're still a big, big player in Cayman as far as the dive industry. Am I correct in that assumption?
Well, you don't have to be a real big player in Cayman to be a big player. I mean, I'm still pay attention to the tourism issues and the diving industry.
Sure.
And I'm very proud to be part of it. I'm very proud to be now a citizen of Cayman. I don't think you could call me an overnight success. Overnight successes take a little longer than most people think.
Yeah.
But I gave it a good 25 years and had a lot of fun and even made some money.
Made a few bucks, and I would imagine you've acquired quite a few stories on this journey, and that's what this book kind of encompasses, I assume, right?
Exactly. Not all of them are success stories. I just kind of tell you like it is. And, you know, some days you're the pigeon and some days you're the statue. That's the way it works.
Yes. Well, exactly. And all these stories are true, despite as outrageous as some of them may be, at least from what I've heard. Is that true? Are you willing to back them up with the...
Yes, they really are. They're true. Of course, they're true, you know, from my perspective, but yes, they really are true. I had a very excellent editor by the name of Catherine Castle.
Yes.
Who is the editor of Dive Training Magazine. And she kept me working hard and very honest throughout the process.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you knew this, but, you know, Catherine was a hand model back in the day. Like on, like ads for nail polish and stuff, you would see her hand on a magazine. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, now you knew it. That could be like for your next book. I'm just throwing that out there as a suggestion.
Ron, did you know that I, Bill, the producer on Scuba Radio, used to be a ham model? That I look more like a ham than an actual ham does. So I was a ham model.
Hmm.
Your editor was a hand model, but I, a ham model. Who knew? But I got out of that business because I was cured.
Of course. Oh,
I love it.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was worth at least a small little
Bill, comment. You ought to be on the stage, Bill. There's one leaving in about 20 minutes.
There you go. Yeah. Well, you know, Ron, this is a great book. You can pick this thing up at, is it available on Amazon now? Is that right? Has it been released through
that is
Amazon?
Really the only place you can get it unless you're in Cayman. And people call me all the time, and I say, look, just go to Amazon. You can get the book in 2 days. They're shipping free now.
They're shipping free, and they're delivering it.
To ship it out of Cayman. The cost of shipping will be more than the cost of the book.
That's right. And a drone will show up at your door with Ron's book. Ron Kipp, that's the author. The book is From Big Blue to the Deep Blue. Order it on Amazon for the diver on your list, or for yourself. Great reading, great history, great stuff.
That's ronkipp.com, ronkipp.com.
Hour two's on deck. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.